This episode of Financial Safari originally aired the weekend of January 2nd, 2021.
Hello, America. It's Coach Pete. This week on the Financial Safari, we're going to talk about the five keys to a successful retirement. Yes, folks, there are five very important keys. Each one fits a different lock. Let's unlock your knowledge and your dreams by listening to the show and getting familiar with these five keys. We're also going to talk about Peter Diamandis. He's the founder, one of the founders of SpaceX. We're going to talk about his laws, the creed of the persistent and passionate mind, and how you can incorporate this into the financial world. That and much more this week on the Financial Safari. Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Broadcasting from coast to coast, it's the Financial Safari with your host, Coach Pete DeRuda. Coach Pete and his guests are some of the nation's top financial professionals. They make it their mission to guide investors through the treacherous jungle of the financial world, showing them how to grow, keep, and leave their money for their loved ones. Coach Pete is a frequent contributor to Fox Business Network, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, and many other news outlets. They come to Coach Pete for their answers, and now so can you. So stick around and find out how to make it through the jungle of the financial world on The Financial Safari.
Welcome into the Financial Safari. Consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb here with you in studio alongside Morgan Patrick as well as Jennifer Ransdell. Also in studio with us is America's wealth, financial, and income coach. That is Coach Pete DeRuda, best-selling author coach, working on your latest release.
I've been working on it for a while, Thomas. But this next book is going to be a really good book, and it should be out this year. That's what we'll say that.
Okay? Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it.
It's called The Book on Retirement. And so when people say, what'd you do? Well, I wrote the book on retirement.
There you go.
Is Kim helping you?
Nobody helps me when I do that. Actually, everyone hinders me because they interfere with my brain time. I need to write the book. Now, I've already written it, by the way, but now I don't like the way it sounds. So I'm going back and making edits. So the good part is it's already done, but the bad part is I don't like the way it was done.
Refine.
So I don't like some of the things I've done. So I have to go back and re-edit.
Well,
so,
a true author always does a rewrite.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I'm rewriting. I didn't rewrite some of the other books. More time on this one.
That's a part of something you do on the daily, though, isn't it? Just helping people rewrite situations that are currently that seem to be ingrained in stone.
Good point there, Thomas. Yeah, what we try to do, we don't want to rewrite too much, but many people we see have the wrong story in front of them. They have fiction when they need nonfiction.
Right.
In other words, they have a lie. And so it was tough for me to figure out fiction and nonfiction. I thought fiction would be the one that was true and nonfiction would be the not truth, right? But no, it's nonfiction means truth, and there's a lot of people that don't have the true nonfiction kind of financial plan they need.
So what are you talking about when you say that? What are some things that people run into that don't seem to be true?
I'll tell you, the biggest thing that I've seen over my almost 29 years in the financial arena is the fact that people have a retirement plan, they think. Morgan, you and I have talked about this off air too. Jennifer, you and me too. But they have a retirement plan, they think, but there's no income tied to that plan. In other words, there's no guaranteed lifetime income, yet they're told they have a retirement plan. And my question is, what kind of retirement are you going to have if you retire and don't know what kind of income, or if you're going to have income?
Well, right. You get to that point and you know, you've been told it is what it is, but you're in a rut and you got to get out of the rut. Yeah. And that just takes more advice and maybe a second opinion.
Well, life's momentum building, good or bad. Yeah. And so if we fall into the rut where we think that everything's fine, mm-hmm. and our broker tells us each year everything's fine, yet you're not asking the right questions, how fine are you? And there's five very important questions you have to ask that begin with a W, and there's one that begins with an H.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, we've got who, what, where, when, and why, mm-hmm. and how.
How. Mm-hmm.
And these are all questions that we used to ask when we were 2 years old or 5 years. The terrible twos, right. up to five. Mm-hmm. Why, mommy, daddy? Or maybe the kids still ask those.
They
right?
do.
They still do. In their mind, they mm-hmm. are. But these are things we forget when it comes to the financial world. These are the most important questions. They'll help you identify the UFOs you have in your portfolio. Unidentified financial objects. Thomas, you know we don't like those.
Absolutely not. Well, and I think it brings up a very good point. Do you find that a lot of people out there may be nervous or have some anxiety and don't want to approach the 5 W's and an H just because they're nervous and not sure where exactly they may be going?
Great point. I think people are afraid to get the answer. They're afraid of the answer. they're going to get if they ask the question.
Therefore, it scares them.
Yeah, I used to have three dogs. I don't have any dogs right now, but unfortunately, they've all passed away from old age. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And my daughter cried so much, and I did too. Oh. We didn't get more.
I understand.
Couldn't deal with it. But you know what a dog does when it pees on the carpet? Well, they used to leave a present on the carpet or pee on the carpet. You know what a present is, Thomas?
Absolutely.
I'd rather not have that present. But they would look away when you'd yell at them. Because they would figure if they didn't see you, you didn't see them.
Sure. Yes.
Until they felt a little sting.
Yeah.
So I guess we feel as investors or savers or pre-retirees or even in retirement that if we don't ask the questions, the bad answers won't appear. Even though they're right in front of us, man.
And also, just remember, it's okay to ask. I mean, a lot of people are, as Thomas just mentioned, they're kind of stuck in a corner. They're afraid.
Yeah.
You can't be afraid.
My dad's a college professor. He's been teaching physics for 42 years in the UNC system. And he always would say, the dumbest questions are the ones you don't ask.
Mm. Yeah.
Good one.
And it really makes sense, especially in the financial world. So let's ask those questions. More importantly, let's get those answers. Let's make sure the answers fit what you thought they were going to be. And if not, let's design a plan that gets you on the right path. Thomas, the next 10 people, it's a $1,000 value, though. We'll waive our fee to make sure that you understand your plan completely. We can explain what your other planners or brokers have done. We can even call the companies directly and get the real answers, not the brochure answers. And we can do a complete plan that will give you that confidence so you can approach retirement on your terms with the financial fundamentals intact. The next 10 people will do that at no cost or obligation.
Makes a lot of sense. That number to connect is 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383. You can also text the word PLAN to 21000, PLAN to 21000. Now, Coach, talk to me about Peter's Laws. Now, when I first saw this, I thought they were going to be your laws because you are Coach Pete Deruta, but you're talking about Peter Diamandis here.
Yeah, now, there's a movie that I won two Emmys with as an executive producer. I've got to spend a lot of time with Peter Diamandis and out in the LA and San Francisco area.
How
that's
cool.
Where he's out. And we spent time at SpaceX.
Oh, that's amazing.
With the original rocket.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's pretty cool. Now, he promised $10 million years ago to the first team that could launch a spaceship and it could orbit the Earth twice and then land safely and do it again. So it had to do it twice.
They had to do it twice.
Because, you know, the problem with NASA a lot of times when rockets go up, most of the rocket comes down and is smashed and burnt up and done, right? And so the part that comes down, except for the space shuttle, we know what happened with a couple of space shuttles, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. The space shuttle was reusable if it was still here.
It was still there.
Yeah.
So he got a lot of flack for that because people were scared that people would try to launch rockets and kill themselves going up to try to get this $10 million. The funny thing about this is he told me, so, Coach, I didn't even have the $10 million I promised for the SpaceX prize. And he went around and tried to get people to give money to him, like Richard Branson and Elon Musk. Now, Elon Musk finally stepped up and gave him that $10 million to reward the prize to people who did it.
Okay.
And so it's been a great – I mean, he's a great mind. He's a great guy to talk to. It's been a great experience talking to him. But he's a futurist. And now his 23 laws – are for life in general, but man, when I was looking over his list he just came out with, the Peter's Laws, the Creed of the Persistent and Passionate Mind, a lot of them tie right in to the financial world.
So which one sticks out to you here the most?
Well, you tell me, Thomas. I gave you the list.
I don't know. I like number one. Number one, if something's wrong, you fix it.
Yep.
Absolutely.
I like number seven. Without a target, you'll miss it every time.
Well, let's read number one. But it says, if anything can go wrong, fix it to hell with Murphy. Remember Murphy's Laws?
Yep.
Because people like to sit around and blame life.
Yeah.
Or
someone
doing something
other than themselves.
And so, like he always says, instead of sitting around complaining, roll your sleeves up and fix it.
Mm. Yeah.
And again, the movie is available on Amazon Prime at no cost now. When it first came out, it was at like $7 or $8, and now it's free. So you can watch that. It's a great time to watch it. At any time is a good time to watch it, but it's a great movie to watch. It's called The Visioneer by Peter Diamandis. And so, but he says that right in his movie, like he says he has really no sympathy for anyone sitting around feeling sorry for themselves because we are humans. We can dust ourselves off and get back and do it again. So if you think your plan's not right, again, the financial world, well, let's fix it. Let's see if it's right or not. Maybe it's right and maybe you don't realize it's right. So, one of the things we do a lot when people come in off the radio is we'll sit down with you. You think your plan's bad? We'll give you a stamp of approval saying, hey, your planner did a great job. Stay where you are.
Yeah.
Because what makes you feel better? Knowing everything's fine or wondering if everything's fine?
Yeah.
It's knowing.
Yeah. Got to know.
Knowing is good. And we are a fiduciary planning team. We will tell you if you have a good plan based on what you tell us you want that plan to be doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Makes a lot of sense.
And that's a very important point. And folks, if you don't know what a fiduciary is, we have a great guide that explains that. You can get your hands on that by giving us a call at 800-661-7383 or texting the word plan to 21,000. But what you're talking about here, Coach, is vitally important. I was looking at the list here, and point number...
Well, by the way, Thomas, it's called The 7 Reasons Why Successful Investors Choose Fiduciaries. This is a great booklet.
And it's a great guide.
Really good. It breaks down 7 reasons that you might not be paying attention or 7 things you might not have realized you should be asking for in your planner. And so I think this is worth its weight in gold.
It is. It
absolutely
is.
Give that number out one more time.
Absolutely. Get your hands on it just by calling 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text the word plan to 21,000, plan to 21,000.
Now, Jennifer mentioned number 7. Let's go, because let's let her, because she had said something earlier.
Yeah, number 7 says, without a target, you'll miss it every time.
Yeah, and that's good. Well, that's why I talked to a lot of folks who never really had a retirement plan, and they don't know if they're going to be fine in retirement.
Exactly.
And here's why I see this as a big, big, blaring weakness in most people's plans. 401ks. Would you agree that that's probably where most people are saving for their retirement
now?
Yes. Yep.
Right?
Absolutely.
What is the most glaring weakness or missing object in a 401k? Now, I know it doesn't have many choices a lot of times, but what's the most glaring thing that is not there that Coach Pete notices every time he sees a statement from a 401k?
Well, it's what we're talking about right now, lifetime income.
Lifetime income, Thomas. Yeah. Lifetime income. You're right, because the problem, I couldn't find my real reward, but that'll be good enough. You ready to fight, Thomas?
Let's do it.
No, lifetime income is missing. And so what do? You look at this lump sum. Well, Coach, how do we know what kind of income we can get there that could be there for our lifetime? And so I always say in our GPI index, growth protection income, we need to have growth when we're not needing the money. Well, that's 401k. It's growing.
Yep.
But the problem with the 401k, it's not protected because money can go down and up unless you take the ultra safe option, which is crazy because you're going to lose money safely when you're only getting 1 or 2% interest and the inflation's 3 or 4. Mm-hmm. And then we need to have that lifetime income. We need to know what it will be. So we can basically translate for you based on what your balance in your 401k is, what kind of income you can get in next year, 5 years from now, all the way through your life. It's good to know what kind of income you can get.
It is.
And so many of you listening probably have 401ks that are orphan 401ks, we call it. So you're not at the company anymore. You've left it behind. You don't know what to do with it. You're afraid to pay tax on it because if you take it out, you know you're going to pay tax on it. You don't really want to roll it into your new plan because you're not happy with the options in your new plan.
Right.
Well, what we recommend is rolling it into your own super IRA, and now you have a whole bunch of choices. It's tax-free rollover. You don't touch it. You don't pay tax on it. Very, very important. And if you're over 59 and a half, you should be wondering and curious about retirement right now with your 401k balance that you have. Most of you are entitled to what's called an in-service distribution where you can roll your money tax-free into your own super IRA again where we can get lifetime income. We can have that growth. It'll still grow. It'll be protected. The growth will be protected. So once you get a growth, you won't give it back. That's good. And then it'll give you lifetime income. So if you're curious about this, Thomas, we're going to open the phone lines up now. If you have at least $200,000 in that 401k or somewhere dedicated to retirement, but you don't have that income plan, you want to see at least what you could get income-wise, then now we're going to do that for you. We're going to give you a total retirement plan. We're going to review everything that's going on right now. We're going to make sure you don't have too many financial termites in your portfolio. That's risk, fees, expenses you don't need to be paying many times. And we're going to put together for you your very own fiduciary financial and retirement plan. And our strategies do work best for those of you with over $1 million, but as long as you have $200,000 dedicated to retirement, Thomas, let's make that offer right now, the next 10 people.
All right, that number to call is 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383. You can also text the word plan to 21,000, plan to 21,000. Finally, someone's offering retirees and pre-retirees some true common sense and straight talk. So sit down with them. Get that retirement roadmap put together. Have Coach Pete and the team translate that complex financial world into very clear instructions. All you have to do is give us a call, 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or just text the word plan to 21,000, plan to 21,000.
Yeah, that's good. So when we come back, we're going to continue to go through some of these laws, but more importantly, we're going to talk about the 5 keys to a successful retirement.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
Welcome Welcome back into the Financial Safari. Consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb here in studio alongside Morgan Patrick, Jennifer Ransdell, and America's Wealth financial and income coach, Coach Pete DeRuta. Welcome back in, guys.
Well, good show so
hello,
far.
Hello, hello.
It is a very good show.
Let's talk a little bit about, we've ignored it in the first segment. How was your New Year's?
I tell you, I am so happy that 2020 is in the rear view.
You and me both. And
see you later.
We are moving forward.
Victory dance is all over.
Are you sure? Here we go.
And it's gone.
And it's gone.
See ya.
Are you sure you want to see what's in 2021?
Oh, Lord.
It couldn't be any worse.
Is that a challenge? Let's not try that.
One last goodbye to this guy.
Gold and silver. Silver and gold.
Mr. UConn Cornelius. I heard he was kind of confused too. I didn't see him wearing a mask though. Mr. UConn Cornelius.
Well, somebody will tell on him.
Well, it's been a strange year. Or it was a strange year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was best of times and worst of times. Started out pretty good. If you are a Kansas City Chiefs fan, which I'm not, it would start out real good. They won the Super Bowl.
Sure. Yeah.
And if you're an LA Lakers fan, you won the NBA championship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We did not even have an NCAA championship in basketball, which is crazy. You never know what's going to happen in the future, though.
You don't.
So, Jennifer, what did you do for New Year's?
Well, I have a 12-year-old, so we stayed at home in social distanced from everybody else. So we just watched the ball drop, and that was pretty much it.
Yeah. How about you, Morgan? Do anything fun?
Yeah. Dinner out downtown, safely distanced.
Yeah.
Went up to Raleigh and experienced great nightlife up there. And when I say great nightlife, basically dinner. And headed home and rung in the new year.
Thomas, when you get over 50, great nightlife doesn't mean quite what it used to be.
Ouch!
Now, Thomas, you have 3 kids. What'd you do?
What do you do? Sparklers, right?
Until you start figuring out they burn, you know, it hurts.
Exactly. No, we had a good time. Yeah. We had a good time hanging out in the backyard, sparklers, cooking out, doing the whole thing.
What about you, Kim and Carrie?
Oh, we just chilled out at home. Kim's parents came by for a little while, and then they went home. Yeah. We're wearing their masks, so, you know.
Yeah.
I don't wear my mask at home. Sorry, folks.
I know.
That's never going to happen.
Yep, not going to happen. Robbie won't do that either.
Mm-mm. I don't wear them in the car either.
No.
When I'm only person. I have to when I'm in there with like Uber or something like that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'm not one of the people wearing the mask alone and working right down the road. Thomas, let's talk a little bit about one of the things that we've talked about in the past is how true diversification fits into a portfolio. We haven't talked about that in a while. I thought we'd delve in a little bit onto some of the important ingredients inside the financial recipe of a safe and secure retirement.
Okay, right? Awesome. Yeah, let's do it.
So that's about the best cooking I'm going to do. I know these ingredients. Tried to make cookies one time, my wife and I did, before we were wife and husband, we were dating. And we went to her parents' house after we were in college. So we came home for a weekend. The parents were there. Parents went out for dinner, so we stayed home. We were going to make some cookies. It was around holiday season, too. Decided to make chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
We didn't know enough about the difference between baking soda and baking powder, evidently. And we ended up with chocolate chip cookie bread cookies. They were gigantic.
Oh,
they were
sure.
They were loaves.
Yeah.
Each one. I said,
extra
what the heck?
Fluffy.
And I like my cookies nice and crispy. I like to bite it. I like them to fall apart when I bite them. I don't want... Some people like soft cookies. I like the ones where we use a little less flour.
Yeah.
And so we used a little less flour, but we used either, I forget which one we used. You know, Jennifer, do you cook what? We used baking soda or baking powder. We used the wrong one, whichever one it was.
Okay.
And they grew like crazy. And I think the we didn't look at the flour. I think the flour might have been self-rising, too.
Uh-huh.
So we had yeast cookies. You know, I used to love Golden Corral and Quincy's back in the day. There was a restaurant called Quincy's. They had the big, fat yeast rolls.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I used to love the yeast rolls, but we didn't want yeast in our cookies.
No.
And so that was a fail right there. So
it absolutely was. It absolutely was.
We look at a recipe. So you may think you're following your financial recipe correctly to get to retirement, but maybe you have one ingredient wrong, and that can really throw things off.
Wow. Yeah. Well, it's so true.
Let's talk about that. What's the classical view that I guess most typical Americans on the street would have of diversification?
Well, stocks, bonds, mutual funds. We hear that over and over again. That's been drilled into our. I should have asked you, Thomas. What do you think about it?
I mean, I know you meet with everybody or so many people on the daily. You see these folks coming in with plans. And so this is what you're truly seeing, though, as well. I mean, that is the assumption, but that's what you're seeing as well.
I can't even call it a plan when you have that because it's a plan for disaster because you don't have true diversification amongst all asset classes, one of them being income.
Income.
And then life insurance is an asset class. We need to make sure we have life insurance. Why? Well, because we're all going to die.
Right.
And we need to make sure we leave our next of kin at least as good as they were when we were here.
Sure.
We don't want to leave them having changed zip codes into a worse zip code, and that's happened way too many times. But here's a good thing about life insurance, and I've said it on the show before. I don't think people believe me. Life insurance has changed a lot in the last 5 years, especially, where the rates have gone way down. Believe it or not, they've gone down because we're living longer. So insurance underwriters know that we live longer. Therefore, we don't have to pay as much. So the sooner you get in, the better. They can raise your rates if you haven't been in yet, or like they can raise your quote. Mm-hmm. But once you're in, you're in. If you get a permanent policy, they can never raise your rates.
Yeah.
And so I ran into a case this ago, a couple of weeks ago. Somebody came in. They said, we had this 20-year term, but it's expiring. And now they want 10 times the amount of premium we were paying.
Oh, wow.
Because it's a term. You know what term does? It's basically what term does is guarantee you're not going to die in that term.
Yeah.
You almost buy in life, because who dies during their life? If you have a term insurance, usually die the day after the term. So, but what I hate about this is it's always cheap to get in. It's a lost leader, we call it. They get you in, and then once they got you, they're going to raise those rates when that term expires. And way up, like I said, 10 times for this person. So what's the solution? The solution is to lock the insurance company in to a low rate with a permanent policy. Now, what's a permanent policy? That's what people say, I've never heard the word permanent policy. Well, whole life or universal life.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's also one called variable universal life. Now, what word does Coach Pete absolutely hate that's in the dictionary when the dictionary comes into the financial world?
Oh, I've been doing this too long. It absolutely is variable.
Variable. Variable means it can go down. It can go up and down. I don't want that. That means you could lose your policy. And my brother had that happen to him in the 90s. He got a policy, a variable insurance policy. Didn't talk to his brother Pete. He was in Wisconsin. He got it from a stockbroker, by the way. That should have been a warning signal, buying life insurance from a stockbroker. And it was a variable universal life. And when the market crashed, so did his policy. He lost it all. Not only the policy, but all the money he had put in there, because he was overfunding it to get better results, supposedly cash value-wise. You know who had the best results cash value-wise when my brother overfunded his policy?
The stockbroker.
The guy who sold it to him. Thomas, you're slow today. Come on. But yes, because I always say, whose retirement are you funding? Yours or your broker? In that case, my brother was funding his broker's policy. So it made me mad. Number one, because my brother didn't ask his brother Pete, who is a fiduciary, who would have done the best thing.
Yeah.
But that my brother got taken advantage of by a stockbroker. So variable policies I don't advise. So permanent policies, though, whole life, universal life. Now, why would I want to even think about life insurance if I'm a totally healthy dude right now?
I mean, you got a plan. You got to think ahead.
What's the best time to think about life insurance? When you're healthy.
When you're healthy. Sure.
Well, what's the best time to go shopping, by the way, guys, for food?
When you're not hungry.
When you're not hungry. When you're hungry, you're buying everything on the counter.
Well, bringing in a little bit of hallway conversation just throughout the week, you've advised me that as well. The best time to get involved is when you're young, because that's when the rates are lower.
Well, because you're never going to be healthier than you were today.
There you go.
Right? Mm-hmm. Think about that. And the rates will never be cheaper than they are today.
Yeah.
Cheaper is a bad word, but more affordable. Let's say that. Yeah. So what happens here is once you get that rate, they can never raise your rate. If it's a permanent policy, in other words, you can live to be 100 and they still have to accept a very small amount for you, even though they know you're going to die soon.
Okay, now that's with life insurance. What about long-term care?
Well, okay, now you just threw a wrench into the equation, but I like this wrench because I was getting ready to go there anyway.
Yeah.
We call that a segue almost, but not the kind you ride on. So long-term care used to be that you had to go buy your own policy.
Okay.
But life insurance and long-term care have merged a lot of times now. You can get a special life insurance policy and add a living benefit rider on, which basically means while you're living, you can benefit from your life insurance.
Okay.
Life insurance used to be for the people dying, right? It was for the people that lived after you weren't here anymore.
Absolutely.
Now, while you're living, you can reach into your death benefit. Now, death benefit is the amount that's pretty big if you get a nice one, and use some of that death benefit to pay for your long-term care.
Okay.
So if you have you have to go to a long-term care facility, let's say you have $1 million life insurance policy, you can reach in. Let's say you need $100,000 to pay for long-term care for you. You reach in, take $100,000 out of that death benefit, pay the long-term care place.
Okay.
You want to do home health care, you reach in, take whatever amount you need,
$80,000,
pay for the people that come to your house and take care of you. So it gives you freedom of choice, but it also gives you freedom knowing that everything's going to be fine.
Fine.
I agree.
And so it doesn't put a burden on your family anymore. And that's, I know people listening to radio right now, I know you're listening saying, gosh, I know my relative or I know people down the street, they went broke almost paying for long-term care for Johnny or Susie when she went to the long-term care facility. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's okay, coach. My family will take care of me. You think your family wants to take care of you? No. It was bad enough changing diapers for when I had a daughter, right? I don't want to change diapers for my parents, right? And no one wants to do that.
Yeah, and people are living longer
now. Yes, we are. And so, but what's not living longer is the knowledge that we display here on the radio saying that people should look at their life insurance policy. If you don't have the correct one, again, like we talked about, the best time to find out you're in the wrong place is yesterday. The next best time is tomorrow.
Right.
So, Thomas, let's do this. We'll do a life insurance review for you. Number one, we'll see if you have a life insurance policy, if it's the right one. And if you're overpaying, wouldn't it be great to know that and get a better policy for less money? And then also one that has a living benefit. But if you don't have life insurance and you've been wanting to look at it, again, I've been licensed to offer life insurance for almost 29 years now, and I do it on a case-by-case basis. Find out what you need and then put together a policy that makes sense for you. And yes, folks, I've delivered the checks. It's not a fun time, but the family's a lot happier than they would have been if I wasn't showing up with a check.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That makes it a little bit more palatable for the family to go on. So let's find out. Let's make sure we get that, because that's another part of the financial plan. Think about it. You got a stocks, bonds, mutual funds. You got even an income plan, but you have no life insurance and you pass away.
That doesn't make any sense.
And really, the life insurance is an income plan for your future for your future family, because now they can take that money, invest it in their own income plan, and be safe for life.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you can know, you can die with a peace of mind knowing that everything's going to be fine.
Right.
Absolutely.
And so if you are one of the next 10 people call, we'll do that review for you. But I've got the little green book of life that we give away every now and then. It's 101 pages, interactive. In other words, there's blanks that you can fill in. They ask you questions, you put it there. It has everything that we could think of that you may have that you forgot to tell your family about. And when you pass away, it's going to be too late to tell them where everything is and the life insurance policy numbers and where my safety deposit box. All those questions are in the book. Mm-hmm. So let's make it the next 20 people, the life insurance review and the little green book of life, that, and also the golden ticket for your total retirement plan, no cost. It's over $1,000 value, Thomas. Let's open those phone lines up right now. You also get three of the books I've written. You'll get the pick when you come in.
Don't procrastinate. Call right now, 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383. You can also text the word PLAN to 21,000, PLAN to 21,000. This is your opportunity to sit down with Coach Peter, a member of his team, and get a comprehensive retirement review that'll show you where you are now, which is important to understand. But more than that, we want to reveal a roadmap to get you where you need to be. That number again to connect, 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text the word PLAN to 21,000, PLAN to 21,000.
Folks, do you ever worry if you have enough income to maintain your standard of living all the way through retirement? Well, we're going to go through that and a couple other answers in the five keys to successful retirement when we come right back.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
Welcome back into the Financial Safari. Consumer Advocate Thomas Lipscomb here in studio alongside Morgan Patrick, Jennifer Ransdell, and America's Wealth, Financial, and Income Coach, Coach Pete DeRuta, having a fantastic conversation today, talking about the five keys to a successful retirement. But I want to butt in here, Coach.
Thomas, I want you to do something, too. I don't know if you're going to talk about this or not.
Yeah, tell me.
But one, I want to talk about financial pizza. Two, yep. I want to talk about how people listening, how you guys out there listening, can hear your own voice on the radio, ask your questions. Maybe if you're shy, not do it. But Thomas, tell them how we can do all this.
Absolutely. Minds are melding right now. So financial pizza, listen, you can get all of the latest financial tips and tricks delivered from some of the best advisors around the country in 30 minutes or less. It's a great podcast available on all the great sites out there, whether it's Apple, Google, Spotify, you name it. We are on there. Search for Financial Pizza. Financial Pizza. You can also ask your device, Alexa, Siri, whoever it may be, if they can understand you. Right, Coach?
I want to also add that we are not affiliated with Domino's, even though we stole the 30 minutes or less.
Oh, there we go. No, but seriously, great podcast, Financial Pizza. You can also just go to financialpizza.com and check it out there. The other thing, get your questions answered. So, of course, you guys call into the show in order to get your own financial questions answered. Sometimes it's hard to give an 800 number a call, but we have another great way to get in touch with us to ask your own question, and that's to head over to financialsafari.com. There's a button over there on the right hand side of the screen, works on your mobile device as well as your computer. You can record your own question and get it over to us here in the studio, and we can
make you a radio star.
There we go. It really is a great way to it helps us personalize the show, let you guys hear your own questions out there on air, and give us something to talk about, right, Coach?
Well, it's just important, I think, to not be shy. And if you have a question, ask it. If you don't want to hear your voice, we'll type it in there and we'll answer it privately if you want, or we'll read the question on air.
Yeah.
If you want us to say your name, we will. First name. If you're not, we won't. So that's up to you.
Yeah.
Not threatening.
I wanted to bring something up. We talk about this sometimes, and this is definitely kind of shifting gears a bit. Working with someone who looks at everything. So there, I know that this world can be a little bit crazy. There are a lot of guys who may focus on life insurance or focus only on tax planning or focus only on this or that. Tell me how you are different than these people and how it's important to work with someone who is at least collaborating when setting up a financial plan.
Well, if all you have is a hammer, Thomas, everything looks like a nail. Let's just put it that way. And so I have a complete toolbox available to me in the financial world. Being independent, being a fiduciary planning team, we have to find out what makes you tick and what you want to do in the future. And then we'll, number one, we'll tell you if it's possible or probable. And if it is, then after we build a plan, then and only then will we go out and look for the products to put in that plan. You know, in other words, a lot of financial folks out there, they have one product they want to sell everybody, and when you come in, they're going to make it fit.
Yeah.
It's like the old commercial with the two monkeys at the muffler shop, and the muffler was not the right muffler, but they're going to make it fit.
Well,
how good is that? That's not good, because, you know, driving down the road, something's going to fall off, and we don't want anything falling off your retirement income plan. Matter of fact, we want increasing income all the way through retirement. Mm-hmm. We want growth when we don't need the money. We want to have that protection of our growth. In other words, once we get a gain, what fun is it to give it back? Let's lock that gain in. Then let's have lifetime income we can never outlive. And we call that financial fill-up. And that is the most vital part of a total financial and retirement plan is having income that's going to come regardless of what happens in the market, regardless if your balance goes to zero. I said that. You'll still get income.
You'll still get income.
For the rest of your life and for the rest of your spouse's life if it's set up correctly. And we set up both spouses getting lifetime income. No fun, Morgan, to have one income in the for life for the spouse and the other one not have lifetime income.
Not at all. Absolutely not. And it paints such a great picture, too, when you think about it. If you hired a handyman to come work at the house and you had so many different projects and he only had maybe one point of view or
one
hammer, as you say. I mean, you need that full toolbox.
Let me fix your window with the hammer.
Okay, yeah, that'll work. Exactly. Bring as much knowledge, as much education as you can, and solve those problems.
You ever tried cleaning a window with a hammer? I don't think it worked too good.
Well, let's talk about how some of those things that you mentioned there truly impact the person that you're working with, that you're helping out set their retirement for. So independent, how does that affect the person at the end of the day?
Well, the most important part of dealing with someone who's independent, number one, I'm independent, so of course I'm going to say good things about it. But
I could
be captive with one company, and that wouldn't be good for anybody.
No. Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to call myself, in my opinion, how can I call myself a fiduciary, which means I'm supposed to be doing right for you all the time, if I only have one company's products?
Mm.
Think about it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so we're in a litigious society these days.
Yeah.
I can see down the road where someone says to somebody who claimed to be doing the best for them, but they were with one company, you really didn't do the best for me. I'm suing you.
Right.
Right. That's already happened in the 401k world, because if you don't get enough 401k options, people have been suing the company because they didn't get enough good 401k options.
Wow. Yeah.
Which makes a lot of sense.
Because they only went with that one company that was going to benefit them.
Think about all the growth you lost over 30 years that you could have had if you had more choices.
Right.
Wow.
Think about that. I mean, we've done that, and
when
we did our little fee report inside a box set, which we're going to give away, folks, going to give away in a little while, our box set on the seven financial blind spots, I think it was, Thomas, where you had the little fee worksheet in there where it would show you how, and we also had the 401k survival box set, would show you how much just 1% in fees more in an account can cost you over 30 years. And it could be upwards of hundreds of thousands of dollars, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Yeah. Thomas, give one example in there. Pick a number. You got the chart, don't you?
All right. So let's begin with $200,000 at the beginning of the period, 6% interest. Kind of an easy interest rate, easy number to start with, right?
Mm-hmm. And every account's going to be the same here.
Right.
6% interest, $200,000.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So let's say that you have no fees, which is, of course, never going to happen.
Yeah.
But let's say you
can
find
that.
Well,
it can be low to none. You could, but never if you're not looking around the right way.
Sure. So over the course of 30 years, with those rates that we indicated, you would be up to $1,148,698.23.
It's a nice one.
Mm-hmm. That is absolutely a very nice thing. Now, let's just go up to a 1% fee rate. So at that point, after 30 years, instead of the $1.15 million that you would have had, you're down to $863,000.
So the same interest rate, the same starting amount, the same kind of compounding,
yes,
but just 1% more in fees.
1%.
All right.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
Well, now go further.
Let's go further. 2%. So, Morgan, do you have any idea what that may be?
It's going to be big. It's going to be big. That.
Okay. So we went with no fee, 1.15, right? So with 1% fee, it was down to 863,000. At a 2% fee, we have gone down to $647,000, $931.
All right. Yes. So, and that's 2% fee.
2% fee. Yes.
But there's some fees that are even more than that. There's 3% fees, aren't there?
There are.
All right, let's look at that.
And this is going to cut those original
numbers. Start again, $200,000, starting 6% growth. What is that?
There we go. After 30 years with 3% annual fee, $484,604.
So the difference is 400 and some. What is it? What was that one with 3% fees?
So the 3% fees was 484,000.
And then what was the account with 0% fees?
$1.15 million.
That's where you want to be, right there, Thomas.
Absolutely.
So, if you want to see this sheet, you can get a copy of this. I'd recommend getting a copy of the whole box set, which is a $300 value. We're going to give that away later on here on this segment, folks. So, pay attention. Get a pen ready to write down how you can do that.
No doubt.
Matter of fact, later on's coming up pretty quick. We lose track of the clock every now and then. But let me do this. Let's we've talked about it, but it's important to get a plan done, or at least have a plan review with a fiduciary planning team. And we go through something we call our strategic development process. And we're going to open the lines up for the next 20 people to have their own done. And this is over $1,000 value. We do require you have at least $200,000 dedicated to retirement because, you know, in order to, my grandma used to say, it's hard to make chicken salad if you don't have any chicken. Mm-hmm. So we have to have a little chicken in the fridge. But our strategies do work best for those of you with over $1 million dedicated to retirement. But we want to help everybody as much as we can. And if you're around $200,000, maybe it's a little less. Still, well, we can still help you, Thomas. So it's not a big bold line there. So we just want to make sure people are being serious. All right. So if you are, though, first thing we'll do in our strategic development process is we'll review your tax returns to uncover long-term tax issues that may be festering in your accounts, like maybe happening in your IRA accounts, your capital gains. Maybe you're paying too much in capital gains tax and Social Security taxes. We're going to go through that as well. We'll also help you file for your Social Security if you haven't done that yet. We have printouts where we can show you the best options to choose. Then we're going to establish a retirement income goal. That's money needed to cover the cost of enjoying your lifestyle all the way through retirement. In other words, what good is it to retire, be all happy, have the retirement party, and get home and realize you can't afford to retire?
Ooh. Yeah.
So we need to make sure not only being able to afford the necessities, but being able to afford the fun things. Because what good is retirement if you're not going to have any fun? Mm-hmm. That's why you see the little picture of, I think it was Uncle Jed back in the Beverly Hillbilly days. Even though he had plenty of money, he was sitting on the bench whittling all the time. Right. We don't want that happening for you. Then we're going to analyze your current investments to establish the real cost and fees and the calculated risk exposure level. Now, the real cost and fees we call financial termites. Are you paying too much in fees? Are you taking too much risk and you're paying too much commissions or any commissions? We'll identify that for you. And we'll also look for those UFOs, unidentified financial objects that may be flying around your portfolio. You don't even know what they are. If you don't know what they are, chances are it's probably not good for you. Real estate investment trusts come to mind for me when I think about that. And also your calculated risk exposure level based on the risk you're taking right now. What would happen if the market didn't do what we thought it would do?
Sure.
And Thomas, has it ever happened that way where the market didn't do what we thought it was going to do?
Oh, no.
Every day?
Daily.
So let's make sure we know that. We know what's going to happen. We can feel the pain ahead of time, but we can make sure to adjust things so we don't feel that pain in the future. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to determine the percentage of assets needed to protect your future income needs, considering taxes and inflation. In other words, we're going to design a GPI plan, growth protection income plan, which will give you streams of income that will increase your income over your lifetime, not decrease, because we do have taxes and inflation. Neither one are going away. Right. We need to make sure to have a plan that combats that ahead of time and addresses those issues and designs a plan that it counteracts with the bad things. So again, the next 20 people call, you'll get that. You'll get that box set that we talked about with that fee worksheet, which is enlightening. And it also has DVDs, workbooks, guidebooks, and three of the books that I've written. I'll let you choose which ones you want. So folks, it's a fantastic offer. If you ask, you may even get a GPI, a Growth Protection Income t-shirt when you come in as well.
Fantastic. That number to call to take advantage is 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text PLAN to 21000, PLAN to 21000. The first step is to sit down with a financial coach. So if something that we're talking about here resonates with you and you feel the need to get that second opinion that we're talking about, or if you just want to make sure your plan really is aligned with your goals and that very important risk tolerance that Coach is talking about, call on in, take advantage of this great opportunity to not just get a plan plan in place, but to get educated as well with these great resources. The number 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text PLAN to 21000, PLAN to 21000.
Yeah, when we come back, we really are going to cover the five keys to successful retirement. Thomas will stay out of the way, and we'll get right in on that.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
Welcome back in, folks, to the Financial Safari. Been a quick-moving, fast-moving show. I know I say it every single week. It seems like that. But we've had a really good discussion this week on different things that will affect your retirement planning and you might not even realize. We'd also hit on life insurance, the power of some life insurance, special life insurance vehicles. If you're joining us late and you didn't get to hear the show, we're on a lot of different stations, but we're on permanently 24/7, 365 days a week, aren't we, Thomas?
We absolutely are, and that is through the Financial Safari podcast. You can find it on Apple, Google, Spotify, Audible, Amazon, you name it, we are there. Obviously, of course, Coach, as well as financialsafari.com.
Well, that's why I always go.
That's the easy
I'm
way.
I'm over 50. I'm not going to go Spotify, whatever you're talking about. I'm going to go to financialsafari.com.
It is, and it's a great way. So not only do we have the podcast up there, but if you want to see what Coach Pete DeRuta looks like, we also have some of our television episodes and other short-form video content.
You may want to make sure you're ready for that, folks. Maybe send the kids out of the room, too.
Send the kids out, you're screaming. Funny.
There's another site that we love, and we didn't talk about it today yet. Well, of course, Financial Pizza is a way to get financial shows from all around the nation consolidated in 30 minutes or less each week. We take a bunch of different shows and consolidate the good points into 30 minutes or less, and people love that show.
They do.
Again, available everywhere podcasts are found, even that little thing that's listening to you in your living room. But the most important thing is financialpizza.com. Mm-hmm. And we've got some great mouse pads we're going to be giving away next week on that, too. So financialpizza.com. If you go to Financial Pizza and you're there, you can email us from there and say, I'm here. Can I have a mouse pad? We'll send you one.
There you go. That's great.
Okay, for the next 10 people that do that, financialpizza.com. Now, they're cool looking, aren't they? They're little round
ones.
They really
are. I've got one in my desk.
Yeah. Great quality. Yeah.
Another site, though, the site that has load of information, they would call it a cornucopia of information, is PeteOnDemand.com. P-E-T-E OnDemand.com. Thomas, you're real proud of that because you built that. Now, tell folks what they're going to get when they go there.
Absolutely. Very proud of this site. This is pretty much access to everything that you have almost ever developed, Coach. So folks listening, this is access to Coach Pete's best-selling books. We have multiple video series available on the site, as well as short-form video series with some of the advisors here. In addition to that, what do we have? Guides. We have box sets. It's absolutely incredible. You need to go over there and check it out. I couldn't even begin to describe it all in the time we have here on radio.
Yeah, it's well, I like the videos, the workbooks, the guidebooks, the audiobooks where you can go to Amazon and pay for them, or you can go there and get them free.
There you go.
And to me, as a financial guy, I'd say go get them free at my site.
Yep.
It hurts my wallet a little bit, but I like to help people. There's also a workbook guide series through the 7 baby steps on there.
Yes.
I mean, and interviews with Sully Sullenberger, Barbara Corcoran, a bunch of great interviews there. Mm-hmm. Eddie Money, who's passed away now. Charlie Daniels, who's passed away now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You might not want to interview with me, folks. I don't know. My favorite two people I've ever talked to, well, three, Chris Berman.
Okay.
Oh, four, Dick Vitale. Mm-hmm. By the way, we've got a Dick Vitale documentary coming up at the end of this year.
I can't wait to see that one.
It's going to be awesome.
He's awesome. Yeah.
What a great movie it's going to be. And all right, so then the two top ones that I've ever interviewed, though, and they're both passed away, Charlie Daniels and Eddie Money.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Great people. So life happens, doesn't it?
It does.
So we want to enjoy every day. We want to make sure we're doing things that are of value every day.
And how do we do that, Coach?
Well, you go to Pete on Demand. You see all the stuff I'm leaving of value. If I passed away tomorrow, that site would still be there.
Can I find your tailor? Can I get those shirts? I mean, wow.
I do like to wear nice shirts.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. They're called Robert Graham and Bugatti. Those are two of my favorite ones. Now, when I'm on, Thomas, when we go TV, when I'm on My Carolina Today on CBS 17 every week, who supplies my suits? Thomas?
I am going to fail this quiz.
Joseph Abboud.
Joseph Abboud.
You put that in. What are you talking about?
I did.
You even tell me how good the suit looks.
I love him. I just couldn't recall the name.
Thomas.
I know. Thomas. Epic fail.
Have you heard of Joseph Abboud over there, Morgan?
Yes, I have.
That's right. Now, all right, let's get into the five keys to successful retirement. Number one is don't buy expensive shirts and get Joseph Abboud to give you a suit or two.
Oh, my gosh.
But key number one is shifting your financial perspective. And this is very important, folks, because And I know what happens, because there's these 24-hour, 7 days a week kind of financial stations who are telling you should invest.
Sure.
Buy this stock, buy that stock. And sometimes it works, and other times it doesn't work too good, does it?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We, what?
Buy. Sell. Don't buy.
How do you know what to do?
Yeah.
True. So the perspective, though, we need to shift from accumulating money to distributing money to ourselves. So accumulating, we want to make as much as we can, right?
Sure.
We want to be like Mr. Howell on Gilligan's Island. We'd have the better hut in retirement.
Yeah.
They were still on the same island together. But now, how do we do that? Because we have these 401k plans, and it says nothing about, we talked about this earlier in the show, it says nothing about lifetime income.
Exactly.
It'll show you the accumulation number, which is hopefully a good number that's been growing. Hopefully it's been growing, right?
Right.
It's been good for a lot of people. Yeah. But what good is it to have growth if you have no plan for income? And I always say in the stock market, I haven't said it lately, but I'm saying it now, right now, you are not up until you're out. So we'll say, Coach, I got this great gain in Apple. Apple split last year, now I've got a great gain in there. And I said, well, yeah, you've got a great gain in there, but you have no profit yet. What do you mean? I've got this gigantic green number on my statement. Well, you're not up until you're out.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because you know what I've seen? I've seen green turn to red over the years.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, all you have to do is go to Vegas and walk through a casino and watch somebody with a big stack of chips, and then come back by a little while later, they don't have a big stack of chips anymore. They got a big frown.
Right.
Correct, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Alex, I'll take a frown for $10,000. Here you go. Take my $10,000. Here's a frown for you. So you have to be very careful. We have to make sure that we know what kind of income we can get from a portion of the money we have put aside. I don't know, Coach Pete's telling me to take all my money and put it over here. No, I'm saying let's find out what kind of income you're going to need through retirement. Let's add a little bit more for inflation. And let's take that money in a lump sum and put it in an income generating plan. And let's leave the rest of the money where it is. We call that core and explore.
Mm-hmm.
The core money needs to be there. It needs to be no guesswork, no games, no gimmicks. You need to have growth.
Yep.
You need to have that protected growth.
Yep.
It needs to lock into growth. It needs to not go back down. Mm-hmm. And then when you decide, again, when you decide, very, very important, to activate this, you get a lifetime income you will never outlive and your spouse will never outlive. We call this financial fill-up strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the most important strategy, I think, in the financial world that's overlooked, under-talked about, is taking lump sums and translating them to lifetime income. Folks, you know, you're thinking about it. You see in your lump sums and you're wondering, or you're thinking maybe, oh, I know how to do this. When I retire, I'll take out whatever I want and I'll be fine. Well, until the market doesn't go right, especially if that money is tied to the market. So there are ways where you can isolate yourself from that, keep some money in the market, but also have lifetime income you can never outlive.
Yeah.
If there was a way to have that peace of mind all the way through retirement and also keep some money in the stock market, wouldn't you want to hear about it?
Oh, you want to sign up right now?
Yeah.
Without a doubt. And that's why we want to give you the opportunity to call 800-661-7383 so that you can learn more as well. 800-661-7383 or text the word plan to 21,000. Plan to 21,000. You know, a lot of people, I think, are shocked when they hear about this because they have no idea. They assume to get some sort of safe, stable income. You know, you go to the traditional, the bond or whatever it may be, and you're looking at these abysmal rates.
Yeah.
But there are really great ways out there to be able to get this guaranteed income that you're talking about while not necessarily sacrificing huge points, as many would.
Well, you know why I'm talking about this? Because we pulled up the statistics, right? From the Bureau of Labor Statistics Department, like the government agency that talks to people and looks at it.
Sure.
So for every 100 people they talk to, now, all right, instead of me giving you the answers, I'm going to ask questions.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Going into my dad mode now. Uh-oh. This is what dad used to do to me.
All
right, so what do you think the number, of course, you guys have the numbers in front of you, but what do you think out of 100 people, how many people are financially independent? In other words, they can retire whenever they want, and they're not worried about anything because they've got plenty of money for the rest of their life, no matter, even if an asteroid hits their house.
That number's going to be low. The number's not going to be high.
Yeah, Thomas...
I feel it's going to be low as well. I think people are going to be surprised how low, though.
I was surprised.
10%.
Yeah. Good guess, but it was 6%. Only 6%. Only 6 out of 100 people were financially independent.
Yeah.
All right. And then there was the next category, need to work part-time. So what fun is retirement if you have to work part-time, unless you like to work? Maybe your spouse don't like seeing each other all the time. I'm going to work, honey.
Saving the marriage.
See you later, bye.
An option versus force, though, is one thing. Yeah.
So 40% of folks...
Wow,
would have to work part-time. Yeah, so now we're up to 46%. So then within the last category is pretty funny. You know, it's almost over 56% of people are unable to retire at all.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot of people right there.
Yeah.
Almost 60% of people, or even more than 60% are not even allowed to or able to retire at all because they don't have, number one, they don't have a lump sum big enough to translate to income, or they don't have an income plan, or they haven't pursued the income planning strategy. So that number can change. My job is to attack that number and get that number as low as possible. I want to see more people able to retire financially independent.
Yeah, absolutely.
And or at least get you from not being able to retire at all to being able to retire but still having to work part-time.
Well,
take some baby steps that way.
Is that because people just want to live in the now? I mean, why is that number so high?
Well, we had a little candy back in the day. It's called Now or Later.
Yeah.
And I used to have a lot of cavities because of that candy, Mom said. So.
Yeah, well, let's talk.
I don't know.
I mean, that just doesn't make sense.
Because people look at these lump sums and we're ruled by the lump sums in the media to expect that to be everything we need. And when we get to retirement or we get to the age we're supposed to retire, we figure out that we don't have what we need.
Yeah.
And
that's a high number.
It's a very high number.
So it is.
You look like you're shocked about that.
I am.
Well, let's talk about.
Get to work planning.
I know.
I was about to say, let's talk about adjustment. Let's talk about timelines. So if someone wants to retire at 60 to 65 years old, obviously there are optimal and premium times where you can begin to really look at this. But yeah, talk to me about this. What can people do?
Well, I'd love to, but we're running out of time, Thomas.
We are.
One of the things here, I want to make sure that people get, there's ways. You need to deal with a planner who understands planning. And I'm a retirement income certified professional from the American College. It's a designation, a good designation, a very hard one. Three proctored exams with that, three big tests.
Yes.
And three big classes. But we need to make sure that we have the lifetime income put aside. So it's, again, RICP, Retirement Income Certified Professional. Barry, I'd say you need to deal with someone who has that knowledge about retirement planning if you want to retire and have a plan.
Makes sense.
So let's do this. If you are one of the next 10 people call, we'll put together for you your very own retirement plan that encompasses everything we've talked about today, from the core and explore. That means making sure some of your money is safe and growing and giving you lifetime income, and taking the rest of the money and exploring the market if you'd like. And then we also do a total retirement plan for you. We'll put together that financial fill-up strategy. Will help identify UFOs in your current plan. That's unidentified financial objects. And most of the time, what I've seen is they don't need to be in your portfolio anyway. And they usually are loaded with financial termites. Mm-hmm. There's too much risk, too many fees, and too much commission coming out of your money. And I always say, who's retiring? Are you funding, yours or your broker's? Let's make sure you are in control. And so let's start the phone lines opening up right now. Let's make sure people also get this box set, the 5 keys to successful retirement. This was what we're starting to talk to now. We're going to give you that box set. It's got workbooks, guidebooks, DVDs, good discussions about why everything makes sense and why the 5 points are something you all need in every single one of your portfolios. So, Thomas, the next 20 people call right now, they'll get that, as well as the 3 book set that I've written and the video on retirement.
All right, and that number to call, 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text PLAN to 21,000, PLAN to 21,000. This is your opportunity to sit down with Coach Pete or a member of the team, get on the right track as you head into retirement. And in addition to that, as Coach said, we want to enable you, educate you through our 5 keys to a successful retirement box set. Covers a lot of great topics that we've been discussing here on the show, including long-term care, how to manage health risks, how to truly have safe and guaranteed income, and how to switch that mindset from accumulation to distribution. Just a few things that we talk about in there. Go ahead, call on in, reserve yours today, 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text the word PLAN to 21,000, PLAN to 21,000.
Yeah, very, very fun show, guys.
Yes.
Appreciate your time, Morgan and Jennifer and Thomas, and for everybody here, it's Coach Pete. We'll see you next week right here on the Financial Safari.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Money management is provided by Equus Capital Management. Equus is an SEC-registered investment advisor located in San Rafael, California. Investment advice by Capital Financial Advisory Group, LLC, a North Carolina-registered investment advisor. Insurance advice given by Capital Financial and Insurance, a North Carolina-licensed insurance agency.
Coach P Radio.